Politics and social media have sadly become farms of conspiracies, and over the past couple of weeks, there's been a bumper crop of conspiracies regarding FEMA and their disaster relief work. These conspiracies have become so toxic that, along with public statements rebuking them, FEMA actually set up a webpage on their site where they list and respond to these lies and conspiracies. Got a few examples here. Rumor: FEMA will only provide $750 to disaster survivors to support their recovery. That is false. What hurricane victims have been receiving, that $750 check, that's called initial serious needs assistance. You then need to apply to get additional relief from FEMA. Now, the danger with this conspiracy is that, well, what if someone hears it and believes that the $750, that's all they're going to get, and they wind up not putting in an application for additional FEMA funds? Another one: FEMA is blockading people in Florida and preventing evacuations. Right, false. FEMA is not doing that in Florida. FEMA does not control traffic flow, does not conduct traffic stops. Those are all done by local authorities when necessary. I don't know if you heard this one. FEMA is in the process of confiscating hurricane survivor property. If I apply for disaster assistance, my land is deemed unlivable, my property will be seized. No, FEMA cannot seize your property or land. Applying for disaster assistance does not grant FEMA or the federal government any kind of authority or ownership of your property or land. Now, here's the big one. FEMA doesn't have enough money to provide disaster assistance for Helena or Milton. FEMA has enough money right now for the immediate response and recovery needs. They're currently working on a $20 million budget for disaster relief. Yeah, that's a small amount. Well, that's because the GOP-led House of Representatives and their failure to pass full-year funding legislation. So right now, the government's only covered and operating with enough money until December 20th. And while not really directly aimed at FEMA, we of course have the conspiracy that the government is geoengineering hurricanes and aiming them at red states. Now, I'm sure you've probably on social media, at least maybe in your own circle of family and friends, you've come across people who believe this stuff. Well, here's what you need to do. Ask them for proof. Now, I know. Well, you can always hope it'll wake them up, but typically what you end up getting is a response like, well, look it up yourself. Or everybody knows. Or, of course, there's